This won't end well for Illinois.
Here's a three. It ended well.
McCourt for the win. In the air. It is up. And it is gone.
Fourth and 16. Pressure comes. Emmanuel Bebe with the ball in the air. Makes the catch.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another quarantined edition of Oski Talk. My name is Anthony Pasquale with Patrick Catazone, and yes, we finally got Mariah Guzman on the show tonight. A little bit of technical difficulties, but she is on, and we are ready to talk some Illini. We're going to first start off with The Last Dance a little bit, but for the first time in a while, we had a little bit of an Illini connection. Pat, why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, Nick Anderson was in the latest episode of The Last Dance. He was in it because he stole the ball, I believe. I want to say the semifinals, or was it the first round of the NBA? I think it was the first round of the NBA playoffs in 95.
End of game one in the 95 East Conference Finals, yeah.
And, I think you're right. You're right.
I am right. You don't think.
I think it was the first game, I'm pretty sure. But regardless,
it was. Yeah. No, oh, it was oh. the first game.
Okay. End of the first game, is what she said.
Okay, yeah. My bad. But he was in that, obviously, in the Illini great, and Orlando Magic great as well. So it was nice to see that. On top of it, Jeffrey Jordan, I think, also made an appearance in the most recent episode of The Last Dance. Not as much of a Illini great as Nick Anderson, but an Illini. So there you go. Two Illini connections in the most recent episode.
Yeah, and nonetheless, that name on the back definitely drew some people into the seats at Assembly Hall also.
Nick Anderson, free throw king. That's all I got to say.
There you go. And yeah, honestly, I mean, he's probably the greatest Illini ever, or at least up there. If I don't know, a lot of people from the Flying Illini will say that, or from the 89 era will say he's the best, but obviously up there with D. Brown, Darren Williams, you know, those guys.
You're forgetting Io DeSumo.
And Io.
Ooh.
I want to see if we could get Nick Anderson on the podcast. I feel like that might not be the hardest thing ever.
Well, let's
we should try.
Yeah,
why
let's
not?
Put that in the works.
Try and get in contact.
Yeah, if we knew he was going to be on the episode, how great would it have been to have him on Monday's episode? But, you know, nonetheless.
Yeah, hopefully
ESPN
we can.
ESPN needs to give me the episodes early, all right?
A week early, that's when I need them. ESPN pronto.
Yeah. That's cool. I always like seeing those Illini connections, and I think Illini fans do too. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it definitely was. The whole documentary has been a lot of fun, and we're definitely going to get to that, probably break it down a little bit, probably once it's all said and done, but so far a lot of, or not a lot, but at least some orange and blue during The Last Dance. Definitely enough for some Illini fans to get their kick of it while Illini basketball, football, everything is on pause.
Yeah, keep on watching that Last Dance. It's been great. It's fun to have some Illini in it. But moving on, the MLB has made a decision on how the MLB draft was going to work this year. They decided to just cut it up to 5 rounds and then have players sign $20,000 deals if they aren't drafted with minor league teams. Anthony, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest, I think it's a really crappy move for the future of baseball. And I know, you know, Rob Manfred has made it like this business instead of a game. And I know it is a business, but he already discussed chopping 42 minor league teams off. So that's, you know, at least 30 players or so per team times 42. And then over 1,000 players not getting drafted this year because 35 rounds have been cut out. Plus all the college systems getting clouded because they have the new freshman class. The seniors obviously are going to choose to stay, or at least most of them, because they're not going to get their chance to get drafted. It's not a good look for the MLB. It shows that they don't really care a lot about the minor league, which has been something that's been pretty evident, especially as of late. And it's also not really a good sign for the future of the game, as it kind of seems like they want to expand, but cutting at the minor league levels, you're losing out on a lot of talent. You know, I think 7 Illini or 8 Illini got drafted last year, and only one got drafted in the first 5 rounds. So that's 7 players' careers who might not even get a chance to start. Plus Andy Fisher, who we had on the show a few episodes ago, not getting a chance to play his career out. So, you know, when I interviewed Emily Walden, she said you never want to see careers end like this. But the fact of the matter is, some are definitely going to.
Yeah, I think the problem right now is just communication between the NCAA and MLB about what they're going to do, because there's some cases where I think players should be able to come back, right, and play that spring season, because they missed out on their senior year, which was a chance for a lot of them to show who they are, pat their stats, for a lack of a better word, and get themselves drafted. And without that senior season, obviously the draft looks way different. I'm sure you get more high schoolers drafted too. I mean, those guys certainly don't have an opportunity to show their skills, and they're probably the ones who most need it. But honestly, there needs to be a situation where the NCAA can guarantee these guys their senior year, or on top of it, the MLB can guarantee them a chance to get drafted, and it doesn't really seem like either side of that has created any certainty for these players.
Yeah, the NCAA so far, and I don't know if it's across Division 1, 2, and 3, but I know Division 1 is giving their players the choice to declare for the MLB draft or whatever draft they might declare for, because it's for all spring sports, or come back and replay their senior season. But, you know, like you said, a lot of high schoolers who might have gotten drafted, now those guys are going to be coming into these college systems. Seniors who might have gone drafted, they're going to come back into the college systems. All these college rosters are going to be super crowded for the next 5-6 years. And on top of that, in my opinion, that'll make it harder for any player to stick out when coach has to worry about getting 35 guys playing time.
Mm-hmm. And to clarify my point too, the NCAA did in fact grant those guys eligibility. I think the bigger problem is that teams haven't necessarily made that clear to them. I don't think Illinois has really, Josh Women made a clear statement about that. And coaches, obviously it's a tough time. So that, you know, communication has been a little bit wonky lately, and things haven't been happening. But I think if you are these players, it should just be across the board, come back.
Yeah, you know, I got two things to say to that. First of all, in the brief talks we've gotten to have with Dan Hartlib during these quarantine times, he's been really open with the fact that he's not going to tell a guy to stay and he's not going to tell a guy to go. He's just going to have an honest conversation with them. He'll give them an opinion, but he's not going to make their decision for them, which I think is a really respectful move from who I think is the best baseball coach in the Big Ten. And the other aspect of it, and it's what we learned from Andy Fisher the other time we had him on the podcast, he said his advice to a guy like Garrett Acton or any guy who's trying to decide would be, number one, go to the pros if you can. So if these guys have that opportunity, don't pass it up, because who knows if you'll get that shot again. And that second thing he said is, if you get a chance to go play for Dan Hartlib again, don't pass that up. So it seems like that's what these guys are presented with, opportunity-wise. We haven't heard any decisions yet. You know, Acton and Weber are among the guys we've talked to, and they said they're still thinking it through. But the fact that that option is on the table, it kind of gives a nice sigh of relief, I think, for those guys.
Yeah, I think Garrett Acton specifically is an interesting case, because he's a guy who came back to get his degree, check that off, but now he's 22. Right, so he's starting to get into what would be considered prime baseball age. He's fully into it, you know. Guys, MLB wants to see people a little bit younger than that, and then grow them in the minor leagues. Obviously, he's 22 now. He has to be going straight, hopefully to Double A, or go from Single A, and then a month later into Double A. So he's a guy who is in that weird situation, because he might not get drafted in those top 5 rounds, but he is a serious MLB prospect that could be in the MLB in a year.
Yeah, because he's 22.
Right, because he's 22 and he's developed.
Yeah, so, and the other big thing with Acton is, like you said, he had the opportunity to go pro last season after his junior year, led the league, I mean the NCAA and Big Ten in saves, set a Big Ten and Illinois record for saves in a season. He broke the Illinois all-time saves record this year. He's been a phenomenal player for Illinois, and he's earned his chance to go pro. He did it after his third season. I mean, his junior season. He hadn't played them all at Illinois. He transferred. But you get where I'm going with that. He had his chance, decided to get that degree. Now he has the degree. Now his question is masters or pros. And I think for him, you don't want to pass that opportunity up again, because how many times can people say they got three chances to go to the MLB?
Yeah, if I were him, and I want to be making a decision for you, I think Carl Ob's right in saying that. But he should go to the MLB. Like, it's just money and career-wise, baseball makes more sense for him.
Yeah, plus you have that degree to fall back on. Most players who go to the draft don't when they're his caliber, and he decided to make that choice for him and his family, and kudos to him for that. But, you know, we love what Garrett did for Illinois. He could obviously do even better things if he finished the season, senior season, or played an additional one, but he's got a chance to go make money and go get some outs in the MLB. Why not take it?
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully get some saves and make a real career out of himself. Hopefully end up on the Cubs, right, Anthony?
Yeah, hopefully.
Anyways, let's move on to kind of our final topic for this episode. We're keeping this one brief just because it is final week, finals week. So good luck to all those people taking finals, and want to congratulate seniors on graduating from the University of Illinois. We're going to talk about a couple of our favorite senior moments. We're going to call it senior honors. First honor, if I can go first, has to go to one of my favorite basketball players. Got to cover it this year. So I feel like, you know, it's good that I'm doing basketball. It's Andres Feliz. People thought I was going to say Kipper. no, it is Andres. I think when you look at a guy who was the go-to a backup, almost the guy you could rely on when Io wasn't hidden or Trent wasn't hidden, it was Andres Feliz. He was always there when you needed him. So in terms of his consistency, he was fantastic. A couple games, favorite moments from him, Indiana game, the last two games, Indiana game, was huge when he dove on the floor, got the ball, and closed out that Indiana game. And then two was the Iowa game when he ripped the ball out of Luke Garza's hands and put it back up after an offensive rebound. That was awesome. So my senior honors goes to Andres Feliz for being, you know, that guy on the Illini team and forever an Illini.
Yeah, I'm just going to comment on what you said about Feliz there for a second. First of all, when it was senior night, Brad Underwood, like, specifically said, Feliz has meant as much to this program as Io has, you know, in terms of laying the foundation, being a guy that people can look up to. You know, you look around the team, Io's the best player. Kofi's probably the most dynamic athletic-wise. You know, maybe you're looking at Alan Griffin, but the most consistent player they had was Andres Feliz, and I think it's a great tribute to him that you chose him in your honor. I'm going to go with a different guy from the football team, which is where I spent a lot of time this year, and got to talk to him a lot, and obviously kind of similar to the Garrett Acton case where he had the chance to go pro, decided not to, wanted to play his senior year, get in a bowl game. That's Reggie Corbin for me. And, you know, it could have been Dre Brown. It could have been any of these other guys. But to me, Corbin did a great job of understanding his role. And this year that was taking a little bit less carries, getting Dre and Rayvon involved a little bit more. But he also led this team. He gave a speech at halftime against Michigan State, and they never looked back. And all these things, the leadership, the speed, you know, he could have made an NFL team very happy. I think they'll regret not signing him. I hope someone does. But the moment that stands out to me, and it's similar to the, you know, the Bears with Walter Payton, they never got him a touchdown in their Super Bowl, even though they won. Well, Illinois lost their bowl game, but they got Reggie a touchdown. And I think that was a great tribute to everything he did and all he meant to this Illini team. And we're going to touch on a third player. Unfortunately, Mariah's connection cut out, so if you couldn't tell, she is no longer with us in this episode. But she wanted to talk about Ty Weber. She got to develop a good professional relationship with Ty. She interviewed him a couple of times, and he just was what it meant to be an Illini. You know, he battled, ended up as a starting pitcher, and had a really solid junior year. And this senior year, he was lighting the Big Ten on fire. And he got named to a couple of awards lists just because of that start. Obviously, didn't get to finish the year. But when you go toe-to-toe with a guy who's probably going to get drafted in the first round, maybe the second or third pick, that pitcher from A&M, I don't remember his last name, and you win that game, that's huge for this program. And I think Ty Weber meant a lot. Hopefully we get to see him back striking some guys out next year. But if not, what a great career it was for Ty Weber.
Mm-hmm. Couple honorable mentions. I want to throw Dre Brown obviously in there too. I don't know if you caught Anthony, his advice to student athletes on Twitter the other day. It was excellent about being having good character on the field as well as off the field, being really important to him. I think him and Reggie Corbin are both guys that will probably be coaches in the next couple of years if they choose to seek that path. But a couple other ones, obviously you throw Kipper Nichols in there. He was a guy who grinded in and out, was a guy who I think lifted up a lot of Illini. You talk to the end of the season with guys about what they thought about Kipper, and it was always positive, and what a good positive influence he had on this Illini team. A couple other guys, Jamal Milan too, being a defensive tackle, defensive force the last couple of years, being really a fantastic player.
Yeah, and I'm also going to add another one from that football team. Also, Garrett Acton, we talked about him a little bit. He's another guy to mention. But I think Daley Harding's worth at least some contact. I think he led the Big Ten and was second or third in the whole NCAA in tackles. He was an absolute force on this defense, and he did it quietly. You know, it was Hansen forcing the fumbles, or it was Adams getting the interceptions, or whatever the case may be, Wole getting the sacks. But Harding held that defense together, you know, and obviously he hasn't been signed to an NFL team yet. None of these guys have, except for Wole Batiku, who we talked about last episode. But Harding was a great Illini. He stuck through a few years of not starting, ended up starting, and was a dynamic duo with Hansen in that linebacker room. So great career for him as well.
Mm-hmm. That'll do it for this episode of Oski Talk. Congratulations to all the seniors, athletes or not, for graduating. We wish we could celebrate with you guys, but unfortunately coronavirus has curbed a lot of people's plans. So thank you and congratulations to the class of 2020.
Yeah, and for the rest of you not in the class of 2020, get some sleep, get some rest. Good luck on your finals this week. We hope you guys do well and put yourself on the right path to be graduating in a couple of years. But for now, that'll do it for Oski Talk. From Ryan Guzman and Patrick Catazone, I'm Anthony Pasquale, ILL.
I.